It's Tuesday, the 15th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Walvis Bay Rural Constituency Councillor Florian Terako Donatus said the process of identifying the correct number of victims affected by the fire at the Twalolokha informal settlement is facing delays. Donatus cited the challenges of alleged false claims from individuals pretending to be victims in order to receive aid, which include items such as food, blankets, clothing and other relief items. He further explained that the council, in collaboration with government, is working to ensure that aid reaches the right community.
The process is taking longer because of the number of people that are there, and also the fact that there are also allegations of certain people coming from the location to come take up spaces or take chances. We can also understand that people are hungry, and with free food and free blankets, free mattresses that are being distributed, who else that is suffering somewhere not interested in such a thing? But while we have helped them with that, we want to be aware and understand who are the real fire victims.
Co-Creation Hub is helping Africa move toward a future of innovation and growth by using technology in different sectors. The hub also supports creative entrepreneurs with programs to prepare for investment, build ecosystems, and conduct research. The hub's managing director, Oyoma Ochai, talks about her visit to Namibia.
Our focus in Namibia is really to support innovators to build sustainable businesses across tech-enabled sectors for prosperity, because they're solving problems, but also because the businesses themselves are sustainable and building wealth for the founders and their communities. We're really keen to connect the Namibian ecosystem to the rest of the continent's innovation ecosystem. Namibia has a relatively small market, and so we see that there's a real opportunity to export and collaborate between Namibia and the rest of the continent. What I'm really looking to do is build and strengthen partnerships that will enable us to do more of that Pan-African connectivity between Namibia and the rest of the continent.
Tourism Business Council of South Africa CEO Chifiwa Chivengwa has told Newsroom Africa that there are talks for the establishment of a special police unit that will deal with crimes committed against tourists.
The single most important aspect that discourages international tourists and possibly domestic tourists to go to certain places is the issues of safety and security. And it's been the number one deterrent when people decide where to travel. So we need to do something about it. And we have discussed the issue of, having a unit that will help out in terms of, the tourists, that are in the country, whether they're domestic or international tourists. I think in the past 5 years, there's been an MOU that was signed between the police and the Department of Tourism in terms of training safety, tourism safety monitors, and possibly having a unit that will help out in terms of, crimes that happen to tourists.
Falling launch costs have given African countries a chance to send their own satellites into orbit. The BBC reports that to date, a total of 17 African countries have put more than 60 satellites into orbit, along with Senegal. Both Djibouti and Zimbabwe have also watched their first satellites become operational during the past 12 months. And global public debt is expected to reach $100 trillion, or 93% of global gross domestic GDP by the end of this year, driven by the US and China, according to a new analysis by the International Monetary Fund. Bloomberg News reports that in its latest fiscal monitor, which is an overview of global public finance developments, the IMF said it expects debt to approach 100% of GDP by 2030, and it warned that governments will need to make tough decisions to stabilize borrowing. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.